Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Glory be to God. Okay, thank you, Sam. Thank you, Praise. That was wonderful. And Juliana. Glory to God. Yes, it is sad what happened to Albert. But yeah, he will be fine, amen? Yeah, we'll give him a call when you can. And yeah, stand with him during this time. Glory to God. Amen. So are you happy? Thank you so much, Bruce. Okay? Bruce, you know? He did an Albert. Okay? Though he was playing only one. Okay? But the sound was wonderful. All right? We thank Barbara who came in to help. Yes. Andrew, thank you. Andrew is supposed to be somewhere making money. But he loves the Lord, so he first comes to church, and then he goes and makes the remaining money. Yes, glory be to God. Amen? So good to see all of you. Hallelujah. It's amazing that you still, you know, after the last two Sundays, you still came today. Okay? After telling you, after reading through the Bible, and us seeing that it looks like the Bible says not every Christian is going to heaven. All right? We read the scriptures, didn't we? Yes. Jesus said that those who practice lawlessness, on that day is going to tell them, depart from me, I never knew you. All right? Then you talked about how some people are going to experience the wrath of God. All right? Yeah, to be honest, I still struggle with that truth. All right? Okay, I know it is true, but in my soul, there's a bit of my soul which struggles. I wish it wasn't true. Okay? I wish it wasn't what? But the scriptures, and years ago, I used to twist those scriptures. And I tell you how it means this, it means something else. All right? But if you honestly read the Bible, okay, it is saying exactly that. That not all what? All right? Are going to heaven. Okay? Okay? But all LAT is going to heaven. Glory be to God. There's no way Juliana has it. Okay? Yeah, I tell you, God, man, Juliana, really, you know. There's this guy, a friend of mine, he's called Eddie Semambo. He's my friend, but I haven't seen him in years. And he's in just here in Tinder. But my friend, but I haven't in years. So, one time, he's working in Kampala. Remember, he has no job. So he's working in Kampala, then meets an Obi of his from Chibuli. Okay? Meets, hey, what's up, Obi? Man, what's up? What are you doing these days? This guy say, man, things are tight. I don't have a job. Say, what? You don't have a job? Where did you study? Mechanical engineering. Give me your what? Your number. I'll call you. Mechanical engineering, you know? Okay, I'll hear. And later, he calls him. He's like, now, bring your papers. Okay? Bring your papers and this amount of money. Okay? Bambi Eddie brings the papers. OB. Okay? Gives him the money. What? Hey. Then say, okay. Then another day, now, there's this, something is working through now. Send this amount of what? Of money. And he gave him money like five times. Now, the last time they met, the last time they met, okay, they met somewhere, they said, so now, they say, hey, now, we need this amount of money. This guy said, I don't have any more money. All the money I had, I've given it to you. Remember, I don't have a job. Then the guy said, first give me your phone. Let me make a phone call. So he got the phone, went out to make what? A call. Eddie sat there for 10 minutes, waiting for the guy to return. Then it dawned on him that, God taken my phone. When he realized now he has no more money to what? He said, now let me even finish you. Bulungi, the phone. And, you know, can you imagine, you study with someone for 6 years. Eh? This way in which you become like brothers. Eh? And the guy finishes, you just say that. Now, month later, Eddie is again on the street. Well, then he meets a teacher from Chibuli. Okay? He's old, you know, teacher. You know Eddie? Semambo, yeah. So he meets, then the teacher, hey, Eddie, how are you? Hey. Then the teacher asks him, were you in the same class with so-and-so? The guy, yes, hey, that guy. He said, where is that guy? The teacher is asking, where is that guy? then Eddie was like, I last saw him about when. The teacher said, that man, that is. Basically, he had also played the teacher. You know, he played it. And that's how bad fellows are. That's why, you guys, you have to understand that what? Kampala City, Simbi. Glory be to God. Amen? And you see, you hear these stories and you're like, I can never be conned. Probably that's why God is telling you with these stories. To be aware, you understand, Kampala see what? Yes, if my wife was here, I would request her to complete that one, that saying. Okay? Ephesians chapter 5. We have 1 hour, so yeah. All right? 1 hour. But in that 1 hour, just pray that most stories what? Don't come. Unless they're of the what? Or the Spirit. Glory be to God. But it all began by I interceding. What? Juliana, then. Yeah. Now, Ephesians chapter 5, from verse 25, it says, husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, okay, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. Glory be to God. Husbands, all right? Billy, you're a husband. I'm also a husband. Okay? Paul told us that love your wives just as Christ also loved the church. If my wife was here, we should be like, you behave like you don't know that scripture. Okay? Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church. So that means that this glorious church is a bride, isn't it? Okay? Jesus might present to that church, her, to himself, a glorious church. And what does it mean for a church to be glorious? It should not have spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but she should be holy and without blemish. Glory be to God. Amen? The glorious church. Holy, without blemish, spotless, blameless. All right? Now, question. If the Lord returns, let's say today, Christians who are not holy, okay? A group of Christians who are not holy, They have wrinkles. They have blame. They have spots. Okay? Will they be part of the glorious church? Yes or no? Praise is saying no. Because she's not looking for the Greek and the Hebrew of those words. She's like, it says exactly that. All right? And I think the scriptures are saying exactly that. Carol, what do you think? You're the one who loves teaching verses in there. What do you think of this? You know, I'm telling you, these scriptures are very scary. And when, and this is why, you know, the Bible says that in the last days, people are going to heap up, you know, with teachers, okay? With teachers who basically say what they want to hear. Okay, they will have itching ears, so they what? Pile, you know, get teachers who tell them what they want to hear. One of the things which people want to hear is what? Please find a way of what? Telling us that this scripture doesn't mean exactly what? Exactly this. But it means exactly this. Don't you think so? Huh? Like that scripture, Jesus said, okay, guys prophesied in his name. They were not false prophets. They prophesied in the name of Jesus. They cast out devils in the name of Jesus. You can't cast out a devil unless it is in the name of Jesus. All right? They perform miracles in the name of Jesus. Okay? But Jesus said that some of those guys, on that day, I will tell them, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. All right? They were not false prophets. They were not false apostles. They were not false pastors. So they were born again. But because they were practicing lawlessness, practicing iniquity, they were thrown out. Now, that verse has given me headache for many years. But now and again, I have to be sincere. I say, man, it means exactly that. You know, and this one also means exactly that. So, this scripture, okay, means, let me use the word implies, could mean that not all Christians, are going to be part of the bride of Christ. Remember, he's saying he's coming for a glorious church. And he defines what glorious means. Have you seen it? Without spot or wrinkle, no blemish or any such thing. You understand? That means, I'm telling you, these things are scary, and I don't want to preach them. I don't want to preach this because, man, so many questions arise. So now it means, now, what if, so who's going to heaven? Because all of us have sin. Now, you know, those questions, I also have them. All right? But there's a book called Angels on Assignment. Have you read it? If you've been in LAT for 3 years, you should have read that book. Have you read it? Angels on Assignment. Please get that book. It's a classic. Okay? In that book, chapter 9, chapter 9 explains some of these things. Now, 3 weeks ago, I came with an umbrella here. You saw it. I think some of you are wondering, Pastor Abadechi. Umbrella, many colors. I mean, a guy with umbrella, yellow, orange, blue. And to take a small umbrella. Now, that umbrella belongs to my daughter. So that day, I had brought it to illustrate something. And man, I forgot. I saw it at the end. Some guy came and asked me that, man, what's up these days? This umbrella, man. Then I was like, I had to explain to the guy very quickly. Yeah? The girl was saying, our pastor is what? He's getting messed up. Okay, now. Yeah, now that umbrella. Okay, now. There's angels on assignment. There's this guy called Roland Back. Okay, he died many years ago. But the angel, Gabriel, and appeared to him, appeared to him and explained to him some of these things. Okay? You remember that scripture which says that, you know, if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're holy, you're blameless, and without reproach. All right? You know it? So you are holy, blameless, and without what? Reproach. All of you, if you're born again. Isn't that good? Uh-huh. So now, that's how, okay, from God's perspective, okay, God in heaven, when he looks down, that's how he sees all those who have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. All right? So, you know, when he looks at you, okay, covered by the blood of Jesus, okay, now you can understand what that umbrella was for. All right? So this is a blood, all right? And from God's perspective, when he looks at you who's under the blood, under the umbrella, you are holy, blameless, and above reproach. All right? So you are this. You're without spot. You're without blame. You understand? Eh? Okay? You're glorious. Okay? That is if you're under the blood. Okay? Then Gabriel explained something. He said that, however, okay, if you start playing around with sin, okay, you start playing, you know, practicing iniquity, all right, you start to what? To walk out of what? The umbrella, the covering, okay? You know, you start to drift away slowly. You understand? And the time comes, okay, when you're now completely out. You understand? You still call yourself a Christian, but apparently because of what you're doing, the attitude of your heart, the way you love sin, the way you practice it without remorse, you have walked out of the covering. You understand? And then if you die before you get back, all right, maybe like through repentance, you know, and you, let's say you just stay at that moment before you get back, okay, you are going to hear those words, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who's what? A worker of iniquity. By the time you died, you were not under the blood. Do you understand? Okay? However, you know, you can do your things, but you're still under the blood. You understand, eh? But you, the more you practice sin, you understand, you think, oh, this is, you understand, eh? Okay? And somehow, the Holy Spirit will be convicting you, that man, stop this, Stop this. You're going too far, you understand? Stop this, Okay? All right? And now, there's a doctrine that the Holy Spirit doesn't convict believers. You've heard it, and you believe it. We're all in the same what? The Holy Spirit convicts you. No. People think conviction is condemnation. Okay? These are two different things. Condemnation means being damned, being sentenced to prison, to hell. Okay? Now, if you're under the blood, even when you sin, you're not condemned. You're under the blood. Jesus will die for you. However, as you're doing those things, the Holy Spirit will convict you. Change your ways. You understand? Come to me for cleansing. Stop this. I can give you the ability, okay, to overcome sin. You know, Now, people, there's a doctrine, the hyper grace doctrine. You say, the Holy Spirit doesn't convict us of sin. Just imagine if you have a friend and he's always pointing out what's wrong with you. I used to say those things, so I know that. What kind of friend is that? The Holy Spirit is our helper. He's an advocate. He always tells you how the Father loves you. You've heard those things, eh? And they sound wonderful. Ah, yeah, yeah, the Father loves me. Eh? He never points out my sin. Eh? All right? What kind of friend is that who's always telling you what this problem is? Eh? So it's like the conviction is not of God. Yeah? Okay? However, anyway, you can read that book, Angels on Assignment. Eh? Read the whole book, but chapter 9 will explain the thing better. You are under the covering. You understand? Eh? Okay? Even when you're sinning. Okay? So that means that you can be sinning and you die, but somehow you get heaven and God says, welcome, eh? My child. Then another guy, probably you were doing the same things together. Okay? But for him, according to what he had done, the duration, the what, eh? He had actually walked out of the covering, the umbrella. Okay? You die at the same time, and for him, they assure him, depart from me, you worker of what? Iniquity. Glory be to God. All right? So, glorious church. Eh? All right? They are Christians. Eh? Anyway, this verse is just saying that not all Christians are going to what? To be part of the bride. Okay? The bride of Christ. All right? And every Christian would want that. Okay? To be part of the bride. You see? When Jesus came to the earth, and when he comes back, he's coming, to get a bride, for himself. Okay, he already paid the dowry, the bride price, by his blood. He paid. All right? Then he went back, and he's coming back now to take his bride. Do you understand? Okay? And now the bride is expected, to live for him, to live for the husband, for the man, who paid. You understand? The man who bought her. All right? Okay? But now she's there. The guy went to the UK. Eh? Now she's hobnobbing with what? With these bull rich men in town. Now, honestly, when that guy comes back, do you really think he's going to what? To take that bride? Huh? I have a friend of mine. Eh? There's some guy. A friend. So, we are on campus, so he begins to date some chick, all right? And they were balokole, what, holy, what, the things. So balokole, what? Eh? So the guys were like, what? No sex before? Yeah. Marriage, which is good. Now apparently, and anyway, the girl was actually a virgin, okay? So then, before they got married, the girl got an opportunity to go and do a master's in the UK. All right? So now some stupid guys, and I think they were saved. Stupid. They're born again, a Christian, but they're stupid. You understand? So not every umrokori is what? Hey, people are stupid. Eh? So they came to this guy, and they told him, "Man, this girl you're dating is what? A virgin. She's going to the UK. Okay. Now, do you know what's going to happen in the UK? Some other sharp guy might watch that word over. Show you dust. You know that term? You know that term. Okay. So what you do? I said you had better what?" Have sex with her before she leaves. Can you imagine? Now that was the wisdom. Eh? Can you imagine? Eh? The wisdom people give. That man, she's going, man, you had better what? Eh? Okay? But this couple was what? Sensible enough. Eh? Okay? And it didn't happen. And she went, I don't know where it was, for 2 years. And she came back. Okay? A few months later, they got who are what? Married, okay? And no guy had what? Had shown the other guy dust. Anyway, you know, eh? But where was I? Anyway, so Jesus is not coming back for someone he was betrothed to, but they are just in adultery with the world, with sin. People are living unholy lives, worldly. Okay, you find a guy in a place doing something, and you're like, name the guy, call him locally. You understand? There's something where you guy, call him locally. You can just put a gay, right? You know, find the Christians hammering, cheating, you know, people are cheating money, those things of money, land deals. The guy was hammering people on the head, you understand? He's a Christian man. You know, Then he comes and he gives the pastor his tithe, 5 million shillings tithe. But there's a widow who's crying, a widow who has lost her land. And Christians are doing those things. Okay, now, Jesus is not coming back for what? Such a bride. All right? He's not coming back for such a bride. Glory be to God. Okay? Second Corinthians. Very soon, you're going to start calling me what? Legalistic. After the last, were they two sermons or three? And now this one's like a pastor. Okay, legalistic. God loves us, you know. The grace of God, you know. Okay, now, Paul is talking to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2. It says, "For I am jealous for you with godly jealousy. For I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ." All right? Okay? So this means that right now, there's really, like, the bride is not already complete. This is just, betrothal. You understand? Okay? And while we're in this period, the Lord expects us, to remain chaste virgins to Him, not to sleep around with worldliness and sin. All right? Then later, He will come back, for now the bride, the glorious church. Okay? So He says, "For I'm jealous for you with godly jealousy, for I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ Jesus." Okay? Simplicity there, it means singleness. Your mind being what? Driven away from your your devotion to the Lord. The one you are what? Espoused to. Betrothed to. You understand? And of course, when that happens then, you don't go, when it comes, because you'll be, you're loving the world. You know, John said, "Love not the world, nor the things in the world." For all the things in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, he said, they are not all the Father. You understand? They are not. Glory be to God. So we are in the betrothal period. You understand? And this is a period, in a sense, we are being tested whether we will ultimately be counted as part of the bride. You understand? We are being tested. We were bought at a price. You understand? Now we're being tested. But cute guys come up and it's a test. But cute guys, they come up and it's a test. Glory be to God. How many kids do you have? You have three. Now, some guy can give you a deal. A deal. The deal of the century. You just hammer this one deal. Then you build apartments over a hotel. And your kids are forever sorted. And you're like, God, I'll never do it again. Many years ago, Peter Kadu, some guy, many years ago, this guy, he wasn't a father, I wasn't a father, but we were just friends, He told me that there's something called a child. A child. This thing called a child can make a Christian even do what they don't want to do. Just imagine a deal. You hammer this, you do something which is not right. And you're like, if I do, my three kids are forever settled. And after that, I will never do it again. You build what? Houses. And the kids are sorted. Even when you die, should you die, that they are sorted. Those houses, whatever you have built, school fees is on the house. Do you know that term? Say yes. The problem with you guys, you're too young. And you're too young, but you don't respect us guys who have gray hair. Anyway, school fees on the house are not school fees of what? 300,000 in some school. Some what? Cambridge, those, expensive international schools. James, you understand? It's on the house, but you're dead. Thereafter, out of the country. You understand? Yale, Harvard, As in, you're like, God, I'm going to do this thing once. Because, man. So this guy told me, man, there's something called a child. You can see there are some things you can't do. But you wait when you get a child. Child man pressurizing you. The friend was in Paris for holiday. Kid puts you on pressure now, also wants a holiday out of the country. Pressure. I have a daughter, the second born. Man, that kid, she asks you, she says, please give me this. She looks in the eyes. She's just waiting for you to make a promise. And the moment you make the promise, you're finished. This kid doesn't forget. Abigail, every time she sees you, she will remind you. You come and knock at the door, she opens. She's like, hello, daddy, welcome back. But you know what's coming thereafter. He's like, daddy, you said on Saturday you're going to buy me Smarties. Did you bring them? Now, just imagine a kid like that now. She's on your case, Paris. What? Someone in church, man, who sent a kid below 10, sent him to what? Paris. And the kid traveled alone. Act like it is. Wow. Don't pretend like you know these things. Glory be to God. Put the kid on a plane and tell me. How old was the kid? Around 9 or something, or 8. Alone. And not Nairobi. Paris, Okay, now I don't know how many, Nakomao. Told the friends. You're the ones who want what? Posh family friends. You're putting yourself on pressure for nothing. Then your kids become cousins with what? So I think sometimes it's better for your kids not what? To have some other friends. They'll put you there. Man, you will start looking for the deal of the century. You say, once, Lord. And then after, I will repent. Okay? Repent, confess your sins. You know, But the investment is still there. Yeah, and you're like, I will never do it again. In fact, every month when those people pay, I'll be tithing and looking after widows and orphans. Because that is true religion. That's what the Bible says. True religion is looking after orphans and widows. Okay? So you guys would not have kids. Bambi, be a little bit understanding for thieves who have kids. thieves who have what? They might end up in hell, but okay. For you who is here with them on earth, you can say, man, guys have their issues. Okay. Like some church members put their pastors and their prophets and apostles, on pressure. And because you put them on pressure, guys, they decide to rob you. Huh? You want your pastor to have a prosperity and anointing. To look like, prosperity and anointing, Can't you almost put the poor, not the poor man, Bambi, the man, on pressure. Say, now where should I get the money to, Now, my wife has a driver. The driver is a Muslim man, a good man, And he refers to me to me as pastor. So when he's talking to my wife about me, he says, pastor, power, those things. Now, recently, the guy told my wife that I think pastor is very religious. Because, do you know how much money the Wujingos make every Sunday? But I think pastor is very what? Religious. As in, because they say, man, pastor, should be, you understand? Do you know how much money? But I think pastor is very what? Religious. You get 10 guys like that, and they are in church, your church. And then they start to tell you, Pastor Mose, you're very religious also. Then before you know, you hear those things 6 months, Man, there's a way in which it can work on you, And before you know it, you're like, yeah, really? In fact, the guy gave my wife a figure, which the Jingo that make. Now, where he got that figure from, I don't know. Say, pastor, I think pastor is very religious. Okay? So, I'm jealous for you with godly jealousy, for I have betrothed you to one husband. Okay? In a sense, you're not yet really the bride. You're a bride, yes, but in a sense, you're not yet. All right? Okay? Then the Lord goes, then he's supposed to come to find you a chaste virgin. Okay? But Paul says that her, I fear that you could have walked away from the Lord. All right? So you see, there's a possibility people, But they're still in church, Christians, but what they're doing, their doctrines, Glory be to God. But that shouldn't happen to us, amen? We should be part of the glorious church. The one that our Lord, is coming back for. Hallelujah. Amen? Revelations chapter 19. Revelations 19, from verse 5. It says, this is John, the apostle. Okay, he's having his visions. Then he says in verse 5, Then a voice came from the throne saying, "Praise our God, all you his servants, and those who fear him, both small and great." And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty thundering, saying, "Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come." Glory be to God. That day is coming, amen? Okay, "for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready." Who has made herself ready? The bride has made herself what? Ready. Okay? Ephesians 5, we saw that the Lord will cleanse his eye by his word. Okay? But now here it says, she has made herself what? It's what? A contradiction. Okay? But it's not. What this means is that there is a part you play. You understand? There is a part the Lord plays, okay? And there is a part that I and you play. Okay? This is very clear. The bride has made herself what? Ready. So it's not those things of effortless change. Glory be to God. You understand? There is nothing like that. Hallelujah. I told you we're in the same what? We're in the same clique. So I understand you, bro. You understand. Yeah. Okay? So some of the things we're hearing, yeah, those guys are saying a lot of good, but some things are not really right. All right? Who has made herself ready? The bride has made herself ready. Glory be to God. Okay? And to her, it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright. For the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. Glory be to God. Okay? That's what the bride is going to be adorned with. Okay? That's what she's going to wear. The righteous acts. Now tell me, Christians whose acts are not righteous, what are they going to put on? You understand? So that means they're not going to be part of the what? The bride. Yeah? Logical. You understand? Eh? Say, no, these things are spiritual. Eh? All right? You know? The Christian who has walked out of the umbrella, they're covering. They're out. You understand? They don't have what? Righteous acts. So they have nothing to be adorned with. So they are not going to be part of the bride of Christ. Eh? They didn't make themselves ready. Hallelujah. Isn't this simple? This is why I think God has made us to share all these things today, like today, is he wants us to be part of the glorious church, part of the bride. Hallelujah. The Lord sees potential in you to make it. Amen. Anyone who was in Namiriango here, in those days, in our days, none. Namiriango, they used to have that term of what? Gaining. Like if you're sensible, you say, yeah, I gain in you. Then if you do something lousy, say, I've lost in you. I learned them from Gabi Okumu. Guys say, ma, unku gaining amu, you know. Then I've lost in you. Okay, so, what was I going to say? I forgot it. Okay? And so, the bride has made herself what? Ready. By her righteous acts. She wasn't fornicating with the world. Okay? In sin. Okay? Cheating on her what? On her guy who is in the U.S. Okay? The guy even took cows, man. Huh? All right? He will come back. They give him a story. And these days, he didn't have to come back to what? To get a story. He will be getting the info real time. WhatsApp and pictures. Man, this world. By the way, we are in the generation we are in. It is actually easier not to sin. In those days, it was. Now, when you think about the fact that guys can take pics of you anytime, you can see now it is what? Easier not to sin. Because even when you want to sin, they're like, man, there might be a picture. Eh? You want to hammer a deal of the what? A century. The guy you're hammering it with, pictures. Like that guy, was it last year? The minister? Whatever, he hotel. And the guy was with Chinese, I think, robbing them, you know? And man, guys took pictures. Even the money they were paying him, they were pictures. The guy couldn't jump out of it. But politicians, there's a way in which you just go and talk to somebody, the big man, say, yeah, yeah. The guy say, okay, we have lost interest in the case. Pictures. So that's why, you know, now record everything you say is being recorded. All right? So in a sense, this generation, I think we are advantaged. Okay? Isn't it? You don't agree with me. For me, that's why I say. Huh? When you're going to sin, you drive your car. Now you see some book, I heard, and these things are fake. Anyway, but there are places apparently I heard where guys go to cheat from, you know? Couples are cheating, you know, And then when they reach there, I heard that what? The moment you enter into the gate, through the gate, there's someone, they cover your car quick, you know, with something. Have you heard those stories? Have you heard of them, yes or no? No. Ah. So the guys who tell me those stories might lead me into hell. Because how come you've never heard them? No, you're lying. The moment what? Then shoo, a guy comes. So that no one will see your car. So you see that, sir, what? So you can't, but those things now, it means it is easier not to sin because you're like, your beings everywhere, you are bakulava, Glory be to God. Amen? So the bride has done what? Has made herself ready, and to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright. Okay? For the fine linen is the righteous acts of who? The saints. Glory be to God. All right? A glorious church. Ephesians 5. That is a church that is going to become the bride of Christ. The glorious church. Without spot or wrinkle. Okay? Glorious church. I don't know why they didn't use the word a beautiful church. Because a bride, that's what they say, beautiful. All right? Beautiful church. Okay? Beautiful lady. In Smack, our days, there's a guy now who was, you know, we used to call beautiful girls, we used to call them pieces. Billy, did you ever use that term? A piece? You know, like a masterpiece? Huh? Did you ever hear? Sam, yes, pieces. And man, it was, you know, if you had guys calling you a piece, you just know, hallelujah, a masterpiece. Glory be to God. Charles, did you ever use that word? Okay, a piece. So when you wake, so you meet guys somewhere, you know, somewhere, then they would what? Then they start telling you, man, anyway, that talk, pieces. Entire school, did you ever? Pieces, entire school. Boranyanji girls. I remember Elvis, eh? You know, he went to school in the West. Olevo, he was in the West. So he used to tell me that, man, you guys, eh? You think your girls na magunga gayaza what? Say, in the West, eh? There were pieces. Eh? Okay? Okay? And it's a good word, by the way, eh? A masterpiece, eh? Okay? So I'm giving your husband what? More terms, eh? Yeah? A piece. Eh? Juliana, you don't like that word. Means what? A hairpiece. That a piece now means a hairpiece. To you girls, yes. But to guys, when a guy says a piece, then think about a hairpiece. And so the Lord is coming back for a piece. It's true. The Lord is coming back what? Yes, it's true. A glorious church, having no spot or wrinkle. That's a beautiful one. Very beautiful lady. Glory be to God. This man's wedding is in 2 weeks. Huh? A masterpiece. Bagenda kwambalira what? Fine linen. Huh? Clean and bright. Glory be to God. Amen? Masterpiece. Hallelujah. That is a church, eh? The Lord is coming back for it. Eh? And he wants us to be part of what? Of that church. Glory be to God. But we have a role to play. We have what? A role. You see, the bride made herself ready. It's there. Okay? Many years ago, 2nd November 2000, eh? Okay, I was in fifth year, either fifth year or fourth year. The Lord told me that you build me a house, eh? Okay, that will be of great fame, splendor, and magnificence in the sight of all nations. Okay, now that word splendor, I think in the KJV, eh, it is the word glory. Okay? And of course, he was talking about the church, eh? This church, eh? That started 4 years ago. Eh? But he told me about this church in 2000. That is 14 years before. He said that one day will come. He told me that right now you're young and inexperienced. Yet the house that you're going to build for me will be of great fame, okay? Glory and magnificence. Okay? So the key word there is glory. It will be a glorious church. You understand? You won't be known for kind of things. You understand? Things which are really, they're not of eternal significance. Okay? Glorious church. Hallelujah. Okay? One of the things, of course, it will be like, man, those guys, they're exemplary. That church. Okay? Somehow, there's something about people who go to that church. You understand? Eh? Okay? You can't trick a kebab from that church. You understand? Then guys will testify, yes, man, I also tried. But there's something about those girls, eh, those pieces in that church. You understand? Eh? Okay? So that will be one of the things, a glorious church. Eh? Okay? And there will be other things, of course, happening. But one of the things will be, we shall be a godly church. The congregation will be godly. They won't be worldly. Eh? Okay? They won't delight in sin. Eh? Once in a while, yes, you sin and what, but they'll always get up. Eh? They won't be practitioners of iniquity. Hallelujah. Okay? All right? And of course, those words were said to David, to Solomon, eh? By David. Eh? He said, my son Solomon is young and inexperienced, okay? And the house of the Lord that is to be built must be of great fame and splendor and magnificence in the sight of us. So, anyway, that temple that Solomon built, eh? The house of the Lord, was that beautiful, okay? And God was like, that is exactly what the church that you built for me. That's how it will be like. Now, many years later, that temple was destroyed, by Nebuchadnezzar. Okay, then they built another temple when they came back from captivity. All right? But it wasn't that grand. All right? It was ish. Okay? Then Herod, man, he did a great work on that temple. That's why it is called Herod's temple. Okay? Apparently, in those days, there was a saying that if you had never seen Herod's temple, you have never seen a beautiful building. Okay? The temple of the Lord. It was beautiful. There was a saying, it is there in history. I read it. You know, I'm what? A historian these days. Like a small one, though, you know? But apparently the thing was so beautiful that it was said, if you have never seen that temple, you have never seen a beautiful building in your life. Okay? In fact, you remember at a certain point, one day Jesus was walking out of the temple, then the disciples came to him, to show him the temple. I mean, Jesus at that time was 30-something. Okay? He had lived in Jerusalem. He knew the temple. He had gone in more than once. But this place was beautiful that even someone who was seeing it every day, there's a way in which someone will say, "Gwejangunkula gay." But you see the thing every day. All right? But it was so beautiful that you can never get what? Tired of looking at it and telling people about it. Glory be to God. Amen? It was a peace. All right? Like it says in Matthew, Matthew 24, verse 1, it says, "Then Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to show him the buildings of the temple." All right? To show me the building. Yeah. It didn't mean that it was beautiful. Okay? Now, Luke adds something else. Luke 21, 5. It says, "Then as some spoke of the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones." This is the same time. It was beautiful, the temple of the Lord. Okay? And you are the temple of the Lord. You understand? And God wants you to be glorious, beautiful. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Man, when I was in high school, I was bad. Of course, I'm still bad, but what? I'm gathering righteous acts. Okay. But I was bad. I don't know why I was bad. Okay? Especially with girls. For some reason, girls were a non-issue in my life. You understand? And now I'd gone to what? A single-sex school. And those schools, boys, they're the ones who really what? Know what a beautiful girl is. What a beautiful name it is, Those boys, I'm telling you, we were bad. Abusing girls, that was bad. But thank God I got what? Born again on campus. Okay? I used to abuse girls. Then, my friends used to say, "We're going to wait for you. We are going to wait to see the woman you will marry." So now, classmates, the guys put me in what? We are what? Hallelujah. Okay? Now, many years later, I began to, date that guy's sister. So, so there's a guy who got to know about it. One of the guys who was waiting for me. Anthony Mondo. So, the guy got to know about it. And he knew the peace. So, he called another OB. No, the first guy was that thug now in Huzowe, who calls himself what? Ugudwe. He's called Ibrahim. You know, and so he's among the first guys who got to know. Then he got his phone and called Mondo. He's like, where are you? Are you driving? Because the news aren't to give you so-called parking. I don't want you to crash. First park the car and I tell you. Anyway, to cut a long story short, I did not disappoint. Glory be to God. A masterpiece. Glory be to God. Now, that's what God wants us to be, what? Hallelujah. Okay? He's coming back for a glorious church. Do you understand? And there's a role that you have to play. Okay? You've been betrothed to one husband. Okay? To Christ. Okay? And you're supposed to be presented as a chaste virgin. Okay? So don't get involved in adultery, sin, words, those things. You understand? You're supposed to be prepared for the Lord. Okay? There is the grace to enable us to live righteously. All right? To live godly lives. So let us not receive that grace in vain. That is a grace that will help us to prepare ourselves. Glory be to God. But I will end by scaring you. And it is true. Not all Christians are going to be part of the bride of Christ. You understand? That is scary. Okay? Okay? Because all the time you will say, well, we are the bride of Christ. No. Okay? Right now we are in what? We are being tested. You understand? Okay? But we have the potential to make it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you for what we have heard, Father. In the name of Jesus. Just take some time, like a minute or two, and speak to the Lord, concerning what you've heard, Ask him to make it applicable in your life. Speak to the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Father, we want to be part of the bride of your Son, the bride of Christ. It is the highest calling and it is the greatest honor. The highest calling and the greatest honor. And you're coming back very soon for that bride. Help us. Help us to be found spotless, blameless, without wrinkle or any such thing. Help us to be found a glorious church. Help us. Give us a grace to prepare ourselves. Give us the grace to live lives that are given wholly unto you. May we not love the world, nor the things in the world. For he who loves the world, James said, makes himself an enemy of God. We don't want to be described as such. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that everyone under the sound of my voice today, everyone under the sound of my voice, and every person who belongs to this church and they are not here, Father, I pray that on that day, they will be part of the bride. They will have prepared themselves to receive Jesus. Help us, Father. Help us, Father. Help us. There's nothing greater than being considered your bride. There will be nothing greater in eternity. There will never be anything greater than this. Help us, Father, to understand the magnitude of this. There will never be anything greater. There will never be no greater reward, no greater position than being the bride of Christ throughout all eternity. And knowing that, that's why we desire to be a part of it. That's why we ask that you may help us to become that. Help us. Help us. Help us.
Sweet Jesus, sweet Jesus.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.